this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. What if I told you that the same stuff that your wife uses to smooth out the wrinkles on her forehead and on her face could actually be the secret weapon to saving your sex life? I know. You hear the word Botox and you're like, what? That's what women use to get rid of their wrinkles. And the last thing you want is a needle coming anywhere near your manhood. It sounds crazy, but if you're a man who has tried the little blue pills and it hasn't really worked well, and that you even try other injections, still aren't getting rigid erection you want, then you need to listen to this. Hello there, I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've helped 7,000 men with ED regain function, and I want them to live their best life. Now, in today's episode, we're talking about a treatment that's shaking up the world of men's health, though it is not an FDA approved yet. But it is considered off-label, but the research is coming out incredibly compelling for Botox for erectile dysfunction. So how on earth does the wrinkle medication help you get hard? To understand this, we have to go back to the basics of how erection happened. You've heard me said it before. Erections, it's all about being relaxed, not only in your penis, but also in your head. To get an erection, the smooth muscle inside your penis needs to relax so it can fill up with blood. But here is the enemy, the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is your body kind of fight or flight mode. Like for instance, if you're stressed, you don't sleep well, you're anxious, or you have high blood pressure, your body releases its chemical that's called norepinephrine. And that's kind of like the stress hormone. So this chemical keeps your muscles tight and it doesn't expand. So it's great when you're in danger and you need to run away from danger, as such as running away from a tiger, but it's terrible for the bedroom because your body is programmed to think like, well, I need to get away from danger and I need to put the blood in my arms and my legs so I can run away, right? But it's taking blood away from the penis. That's what it's doing. So when you're stressed, blood does not go down to your penis at all. And then those penis muscles get tight, so blood can't even get in at all. So no blood flow, stress, no erection. So this is where Botox comes in. So just like it relaxes the muscle on the forehead to stop the wrinkle, well, when we inject it into the smooth muscle of the penis, it blocks that stress chemical. It literally forces the penis to relax and it turns off that fight or flight signal or the norepinephrine, allowing the vessel to open up and the blood to rush in. Not only that, it also relaxes the muscle of the penis as well because it blocks the chemical that gets released from the nerve that goes to the penis, and therefore it makes the penis muscle relax. So it relaxes that stress chemical, norepinephrine, but at the same time, it also relaxes the muscle. So double the action. So you want the muscle to be relaxed. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. Recent study, including randomized controlled trial, which are the gold standard for research, have shown amazing results. The young man who has severe ED, who actually failed Viagra, failed Cialis, failed everything short of an implant, and after receiving Botox, about 50 to 77% of these men saw significant improvement in the hardness of their erection. And here's the interesting part. It seemed to have a synergy effect, meaning an additive effect. So if the Botox alone didn't fix 100% of the problem, it made the pills work better with it. So guys who weren't responding to Viagra or Cialis before are now responding with the medication after the Botox is injected that relax those disturbing muscle and also relaxes those stress chemical as well. How long does this last? This isn't a one-time permanent fix, but it lasts a good while. The studies show that the effect kicked in about 2 to 4 weeks, but I've seen men kicked it in within 5 days and it lasts anywhere from 6 to 9 months. And if you have a higher dose, such as 100 unit, it'll last to 9 months. If you have a lower dose, it's more 6 months. And that is significantly longer than a pill, right? Which usually lasts about 4 hours. So this lasts 4 months. Now, you're probably thinking, oh my God, Dr. Ann, is there a side effect? Well, actually, there's a little bit. Botox relaxes the smooth muscle. So effectively, some studies have noted an improvement in also the penis when it's relaxed. It's more lengthening of the penis when it looks relaxed. It looks more full. So it's actually an added benefit, right? So I'm not promising you an extra 2 inch, but for men dealing with shrinkage, this is a very nice bonus. Now, Botox has been used by women the last 20 years, and women get it in their face every 3 months. So is it safe? The safety profile is very, very high. The most common side effects are just a little pain at the injection site, but we put in numbing cream. I also do a penile nerve block as well, so you don't feel anything at all. So women have been doing it for 20 years, so it's been proven to be safe, right? One of the things is that I'm doing is that is special is that I'm also mixing the Botox with your blood, the platelet-rich plasma, which is the platelets that come from your blood. And I inject it at the same time as the Botox. So you have this additive effect of the Botox and your blood for healing because the blood will help bring in more blood vessels and bring in more blood flow to the penis. So platelet-rich plasma or PRP, which is your own stem cell, will bring in more blood flow. Botox then work on relaxing the muscle and also calming down that stress chemical that will restrict the erection. So it works in separate pathway, but it works synergistically together. So that's what I'm excited to tell you. So is Botox right for you? Well, one thing to consider is that it works well for men that have vascular ED or men that have blood flow issues. But if you have like nerve damage from diabetes, then you may have to use combination of both the stem cell, like the platelet-rich plasma and the shockwave therapy, along with electromagnetic field and other modalities as well too. But Botox is considered a good bridge that saves you from needing a penile implant. Now, a combination therapy, the Botox plus your own stem cells, such as the platelet-rich plasma, which increase your blood flow, plus adding testosterone hormone, plus doing focused shockwave, which also increases blood flow, and changing your diet, starting a Mediterranean diet, adding exercise to it, and then improving your sleep is win, win, win. Everything that's positive is added together. So think of it like a melting pot with all the good stuff. I have seen this work, men that had prostate surgery. I've seen this in men who had more than 10 years of ED that failed medication and even had their prostate removed. So the severe ED you have, then there's more things that need to be done. But the thing is this, if you just started to have ED for a year or maybe 2 years and don't want to take the medication, this may be the best thing for you. And this may even be treatment for you that may last for a long time, as long as you continue your lifestyle changes, such as your diet and exercise, Mediterranean diet and exercise 4 times a week, along with stress management, you shouldn't worry about your erection to the day you die. Okay, Modern Man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that opens up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection. So if you're struggling with ED and feel like you've hit a wall, don't give up. There are new treatments coming around the corner. And if you want to know if you're a candidate for this treatment, like the P-Shot and the platelet-rich plasma and the Focus Shockwave and the Botox, click in the link below right here to get in touch with my office and see how we can work together to restore your function again. And don't forget, it will do me a great favor if you subscribe and get notifications and share this with somebody that you feel may benefit from this. It costs you nothing, but it helped me create this vital information out there for men who are suffering in silence. Remember, you are not alone, you are not broken, and you don't have to live with ED. There is help. And I'm Dr. Ann Trung. And I will see you in the next video, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.